To this day, Birmingham, Alabama continues to deal with its brutal civil rights history, one of the many programs in the city that seek to heal lingering wounds by crossing racial and economic barriers is called Scrollworks. Their children are offered music lessons and instruments to practice on free of charge, and the woman behind it has made it her life's work. Al Letson is the host of NPR's and PRX's State of the Reunion. The show broadcasts stories of communities, what pulls them apart, and brings them together. He traveled to Birmingham to observe how Scrollworks works.
The sounds emanating from the classrooms at the Highlands United Methodist Baptist Church in Birmingham run the gamut from sweet to, well, not so sweet. Throughout the day, over 120 kids, some traveling more than an hour to get here, will walk through the halls of the church, many of them holding instruments you'd find in an orchestra, and they're here to get free music lessons.
Put your thumb around the neck. There you go.
Very close, but don't block your strings.
Now hold your violin out straight.
A room full of kids of various ages look up at the instructor, Cindy Orquette. Among the kids is 8-year-old Mandy Dickerson. It's her first day, and her parents, Teresa and James, are looking on with expectation. For them, music lessons would not be possible without Scrollworks.
Yes, pretty expensive. We wouldn't be able to afford it, you know, because she's in school and different things that we already paying for.
The program includes children from ages 8 to 19 years old. And not only does it help these kids learn how to play music, but it also tries to inspire them by taking them to see and hear classical performances. Teresa James says her daughter got to watch renowned violinist Joshua Bell this week.
Violin artist, and she really was inspired by that. Yeah. We got to go because we wouldn't be able to afford those tickets. And so it's opportunities that we're getting that we certainly would never have been allowed.
Sam Herman is a drum instructor at Scrollworks. He also gives private lessons to kids in a well-to-do suburb. He says the children he teaches there, kids with more resources, see their music lessons as just another activity.
The kids here tend to be much more interested in actually learning something that they're not exposed to all the time. And even outside of being here, it gives them something to go home and work on getting better at. And I think that excites a lot of them.
We're going to play a Taylor Swift song because I love Taylor Swift. Yeah, she's like awesome. So.
My name is Christy Tucker, and I have twin girls, Heather and Hope Tucker, and this is their third year to play with Scrollworks. And they have enjoyed it immensely, and so have I. I always have lots of entertainment at home now. It really has helped them with their schoolwork and pretty much all around. They, you know, 12 is a moody age for little girls. And if they're sad, happy, glad, whatever, music seems to help them with whatever they're facing, whatever they're dealing with in life, that soothes whatever it is.
Wow, that was really good.
Thanks.
Not all parents at Scrollworks are low income. Christy Tucker is middle class, but she says her family would have to eat soup every meal if she had to pay for lessons for both of her girls. She thanks Scrollworks founder Jean Goforth as a person who has made this possible for all the kids here.
She's done a miraculous job. There's so many children who would probably be doing things they shouldn't be doing, but instead they're here learning music. So she's done a great thing. She really has.
Bruno, a stocky pit bull, is wagging his sturdy tail against the side of a cage in Jean Goforth's house. Like many of the pets in her menagerie, Bruno's a rescue. And to me, these animals say a lot about Jean. You see, it's in her DNA. She can't help but to help. If you saw Jean on the street, nothing really stands out. She dresses plainly, looks like an average American. She isn't wealthy, doesn't have a trust fund, and yet she's taken her entire retirement savings and poured it into Scrollworks.
One of the reasons why I started the orchestra was to try to make it a fun place for kids from all over the city, all different socioeconomic levels and everything, to be together and learn about each other and make friends and maybe change their thinking a little bit.
Go forth. Even the name is inspirational, isn't it? Like, go forth and make music. Anyway, about a year ago, Jean, who's divorced with two grown kids, moved from a home in an affluent suburb to this struggling neighborhood. She says she wanted to be closer to where many of her students come from. But not every parent is receptive. The neighborhood where Jean lives is predominantly African-American, and Jean, a white woman, has at times been unable to make a connection with a few of the moms and dads. She was telling us about a young tuba player and a promising second-grade drummer whose parents never got on board and forced their children to drop out. Then, almost on cue, her neighbor's 12-year-old appears at the door.
This is my neighbor, Nehemiah.
Hey.
Did you just get home from school?
Yes.
Jean says Nehemiah's mother has been resistant to her attempts to get him into drum lessons. Sometimes in these situations, it's just the hassle of getting kids to practice. Sometimes, Jean says, there's almost a resentment for creating expectations that the parents feel can't be fulfilled. Still, she was at least able to take the young man to the Joshua Bell concert the night before. Nehemiah didn't have anything appropriate to wear, so he took his jacket, plastered with decals, and turned it inside out for the performance.
Tell me about Joshua Bell last night.
It was good.
See you later, Nehemiah.
Scrollworks relies on grants, donations, and about 10 instructors who work for little or no money. Jean proudly tells us that in December, she got her first paycheck in the 3 years the program has operated, $250. Money is clearly not her focus. She lives simply, and lately she's been paring down her life even more.
I would like to leave this world with nothing. I would like the last thing I sell or give away, and then I can die.
But that's likely a ways off. In the meantime, there's work to be done and music to be made.
I wanted to have a positive impact on the world. I don't care about being famous. That's not the problem. I want, when I go, I don't even care if people remember me, but I want to know that I did something to lift humanity up somehow.
Like helping inspire a valiant effort at a music performance.
I can hardly stand to do the recital, be at the recital, because it makes me cry. Seeing these kids get up there and, this one little guy got up there with a tie that was about down to his knees trying to play the violin.
Jean's greatest success story might be Matthew Belser, a young African-American virtuoso of sorts who is now enrolled in the prestigious Alabama School for the Performing Arts. Helping him get into that school was important to Jean, but just as important is the relationship that has developed with Matthew's mom, Leslie. Towards the end of a long rehearsal day, they sit side by side on the couch.
My friend Jean.
In some ways, the emergence of their friendship is exactly what Jean set out to do with this program. Finding ways to cross the divide, not just between the kids, but their parents as well. Birmingham is still living in the shadows of the civil rights movement. For Jean and Leslie, their partnership was cemented one day on a visit to an old plantation. Jean's first impression was how beautiful the fields were. Leslie had a different reaction.
My first thought was slaves used to be out here. And in my mind, I could picture it. I could picture backs bent and babies on their backs. I pictured the whole thing. And so we started an honest conversation about those things, the good and the bad sort of things. And I think that's why we're close, is because we're able to talk honestly, have honest dialogue.
Therein lies the power of Scrollworks. The free music lessons are the gravitational force that brings parents and children of different backgrounds together. And as the kids get to know each other, over time, the parents begin to talk. And suddenly, people are connecting, becoming friends with someone very different and yet very similar to themselves. As Jean and Leslie finish up, Matthew Belser, who hopes to major in medicine and music in college, shows up. We ask him just how many instruments he plays.
Clarinet, tenor saxophone, alto saxophone, flute, oboe, guitar, keyboard, drums, tuba, trombone, that's it.
And then Matthew Belser, the pride and joy of his mother, Jean Goforth, and the entire Scrollworks program, pulls out his tenor sax.
Al Letson is the host of NPR's State of the Reunion. Our story was produced by Peter Breslow. In the coming months, you can hear State of the Reunion's full hour on the City of Birmingham on many public radio stations. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.